Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Tribe and White Sox in Game 3 here tonight. Boy, for five innings last night, Terry, that was some kind of ball game. Might have been as good as we've seen Trevor Bauer.
I don't disagree with that. He was really good. Fastball was dominant. Breaking ball was really good. Change up, and he was throwing a lot of strikes, working ahead. It was really impressive.
What happened? I mean, and this is two starts in a row now in the sixth inning.
Well, you know, I think every game kind of has its own storyline. You know, he got ahead of Eaton, and then he walked him on a changeup. Then he missed his spots a couple times. The one ball fell in right center that, you know, wasn't hit great. But I thought he missed his spots more than he did, for sure. And it wasn't like they knocked him all over the ballpark, but they did string together, I think, five hits, and that ends up being a lot of runs.
Terry, outside of Corey Kluber, the starting pitching now has been pretty inconsistent. How big a worry or concern is this?
Well, I mean, you know, I just think that over the course of a year, especially when guys get banged up, and we've had a couple bullpen games, we've had a couple games here where we've not had the lead and we've gone to the younger guys in the bullpen. That can happen. We want to keep our guys rested so when we do have a lead, chance to win the game, they're not on fumes. And that will help us when our starting pitching becomes consistent again, as it will.
How big then a key is Josh Tomlin? He goes for you here tonight. And boy, for 3 months, he was as good as anyone.
I think we're all excited to watch him pitch. I think the time down, I think, will serve him well. Nobody's going to compete more than him. I mean, he might not win, but they're going to have to beat him. He's not going to beat himself. So I think we're all looking forward to this.
Terry, I heard you say something. You thought Josh maybe started throwing his cutter a little bit too much. Can you explain, you know, why that becomes an issue as far as, do you get away from your fastball then?
That's what he did. The percentages of fastball and cutter almost completely flip-flopped. And, you know, he was using his fastball to set up his cutter. And then all of a sudden, he was going more cutter, cutter, cutter. And with a cutter, you know, you use too many and you leave one over the plate, man, it can get whacked. So, and he's very aware of that. And, in fact, he was the one that kind of brought it to my attention. So, you know, you can tell he was trying to do his homework over this time. But I just think we'll see a different Tomlin, hopefully more the one we saw earlier in the season. And like I said, he's not going to beat himself.
Well, we have heard this a lot with guys that have good fastballs. Now, Josh has an average fastball. He's not a blower. But you've heard guys that maybe were 95-mile-an-hour guys, and all of a sudden they discover that cutter and they fall in love with it, and it becomes their downfall.
Hammy, I've seen that so much with younger pitchers. It's like they got a new toy, and you're right. They go from 94, and all of a sudden when they're throwing 89 and they can't get it back – and they're like, man, where'd it go? So, and that's something we talk to all our pitchers about in spring training. The cutter can be a really effective pitch, but we don't want them to throw it the first couple games of spring training. We want them to build their arm strength and then incorporate the cutter, because we don't want guys losing arm strength, losing velocity because of that pitch.
Well, you got some good news in regards to Yan Gomes, correct?
Yeah, Gomer's going to DH again tonight. Then Thursday he'll be off. And he'll join us Friday, and more likely than not, he'll probably catch for us Friday, which is really good news. I know he's excited. I mean, I don't think we officially have to say it because he's got to get through his game tonight, but everything leans toward us doing that.
What are your reports? What are you hearing about Yan?
They say he's been doing pretty well. He's got some hits. He's hit a home run. He's throwing pretty consistently, which is pretty impressive considering what he had done to him and how quickly it's been. So, I mean, this kid's really worked hard. So this will be fun to see, getting back in the fold. You know, Kluber's pitching that game. That'll be fun to have back.
And you know what? Roberto and Chris Jimenez have done a terrific job filling that void. But there's a reason why number one catchers are number one and so important to a team, right?
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think they've done a really good job. But it's a hard thing to do. You know, when you're catching a lot, there's a lot that's asked of you. It's not just hitting or catching. It's taking care of the pitchers, all of them, you know, understanding the scouting report and watching hitters as the game progresses. So there's a lot going on. When a catcher catches the game correctly, they're exhausted when it's over.
Tribe manager Terry Francona and the KeyBank Manager Show, Tom Hamilton, inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.